Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Well, hello and happy day, sweet friends. Oh my gosh, I hope you're having a great one. It was a long weekend here in Canada, and I think it was for many of, you know, people, of course, throughout the States and as well. And I had a great weekend. I truly did. We snuck away into nature. We had some downtime. It was one of those unplug so that I could get plugged back in kind of weekends. It's crazy how fast we've gone from summer into fall. And I don't know whether you are noticing this in your own life, but there really is a pulse of energy that is playing out in the heavens that is really seems to be increasing speed and time and everything, and that includes the changing of the season. So I'm a little resistant to the change of season, and I know I need to be allowing, and I know I need to just roll with things, but it's really hard to give up that sunshine fun time and get back into focused energetically with everything that fall brings about. So you might be feeling this, and I'll tell you what, as I said, the energy is really big, and you might be currently experiencing some really high vibes and some really low vibes. You know, how are you feeling? Are you kind of caught up in this current energy? Are you having trouble working through whatever is playing out? Well, if you are, this is the perfect show for you. The phone lines are open, and I want to invite you to call. The phone number is 248-809-3475. I would love to be able to help you and in moving forward, whatever is going on. There definitely is a push in all of us to let go of our old, outworn ways. One of the things that comes up really is that the call to be more authentic in who we are, and not authentic in the idealism of what authenticity is, but are really letting go and allowing ourselves to be who we are in the world. It's getting rid of the worn out, old, inauthentic behaviors and habits and ways, and really moving forward into a place where we're in a place, allowing our true feelings, allowing ourselves to kind of come out of, the old negative thinking patterns, the way that maybe not only, you know, our relationships. I know that there's a lot of people, a lot of my clients experiencing a little bit of shakeup in terms of some relationships, friendships that maybe have are starting to fall away. We're being called into claiming and moving into a more healthy, healthy choices in terms of eating, of our diets, our nutrition, activities, you know, really starting to cleanse and clear. The universe literally is pushing us to clean up our bodies, our mind, and our soul. And so you might find right now that the energy that is playing out is really pushing you. It can feel like a little punchy. It can feel a little bit difficult to kind of grasp and to feel your way through. And of course, that's what I'm here for today. Many of you have been asking. I've got emails. I've had conversations with saying, wow, when are you opening up the phone lines, Bonnie? Really love that opportunity. And so here it is. I'm playing with you on the airwaves again. So if you're tuning in and you're listening right now and you're wondering whether you should call or not, this is your sign. The phone number, 248-809-3475. So as I said, we're releasing old patterns. You know, our soul is leading us into something more. Even though you might be feeling some of the deeper you know, emotional funk of what could be playing out, there's actually this newness that's also happening as well. So there's an energy that allows for us to feel like we're ready to jump in wholeheartedly into the unknown. All of that stuff that we were afraid of, all of the stuff that was causing us maybe some distress, it's like our soul has taken over and it's saying, hey, I got this, you've got this, we're moving forward. And so it can also be a really exciting time. So you might be feeling that as well. Again, you know, this is all about this beautiful, beautiful opportunity the universe is providing for us to really be who we are, to clean up what no longer works, and to reveal, you know, our true essence and allow ourselves to shine in these, in our light, in our glory, in our everything that we are. And of course, I'm here to help and support you in that as well. So again, phone lines, my friends, 248-809-3475. Now, one of the ways that I am supporting you, not only on today's call for the show here today, inviting you to call, time to call, anytime now you can call. But one of the other ways that I'm doing that as well is with the Experience Yourself Women's Retreat happening in Kelowna, BC, Canada this November. There is something so unique that is starting to evolve and grow from the whole aspect of beginning again. And that retreat certainly has an energy and purpose all of its own. So I really want to invite you, again, ladies, if you have been thinking about contemplating, you know, whether or not this is something you want to be a part of, I really want to encourage you to say yes to your yes, to just follow your heart, to and just allow the energy that's already present to begin working with you in beginning again in your life, to really help you to move through some of these difficult things you might be experiencing. Okay, so I'm excited. I have Debbie on the phone here with me. Hello, Debbie, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I was kind of worried because there was, you kept going off the air on me.
Well, you know, we have a little Mercury retrograde playing out.
Yes.
And, you know, technology always likes to, you know, give us a little bit of a challenge every now and then. So I'm glad you stuck with it.
Really? So
how can I help?
I don't know. I was thinking, okay, I need to find a problem here. But maybe I don't.
Okay.
No, just I'm transitioning here, too. I just got my second oldest off for his first day of college yesterday, so we're down another child in our house. So that played up for the last couple of weeks, I think. A lot of anxiety. But I feel calmness this week.
That's really great. And I think that, you know, Debbie, I think you speak to what a lot of people are experiencing on that energetic level. The past few weeks have been a little bit of an upset. You know, as you said, there's anxiety, there's uncertainty. We have had all of these stressors that begin to show up as the universe is really starting to help us to cleanse up. And what's happened now is you're really moved into that energy where it's like, wow, this is a calm. There's ease here. And so what I'm seeing for you right now is to really feel what this feels like. This is the energy that you want to be able to claim for yourself, even in those times when it might be a little stressful, when there may be some anxiety. Remembering the presence of this energy and what it truly feels like, this calmness, this serenity, your team is saying really truly is the flow that they want you to be living with and through in all times in your life. So this is really great because you've actually gone, they're showing me on an energetic scale, you've actually gone from a period of what really felt like that punchy, difficult, stressful time and move just this natural movement into a place of flow. This is it. This feels really good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yeah.
What's so cool, and they're taking me to what you said, because you were saying, I'm looking for a problem. I can't find a problem, right? This is it. And so when you are aligned, and that's what they're showing me, you are aligned mind, body, spirit, and you are in flow here, there are no problems. There's nothing that comes forward that causes you any distress or dis-ease or uncertainty. They're saying this is it. So this would be great if we could just live here. If this was our everyday, this is how life happens, magical alignment that takes place, life would be a real breeze. They're showing me for you that this is going to continue. This is becoming your natural way of being. But what's important is for you to seek this alignment, for you to remember this alignment on some of those other days. So you're moving through. It's almost in some ways, have you been feeling as if it's too good to be true or the rug might get pulled out from underneath you any moment now?
Totally. Like that, it's because it's coming, it seems to be easy. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in the, like, tragic stuff and things going on in my life. Mm. And I just feel, well, that's life, isn't it?
Right.
So and we can't run from that. We can't run from it.
They're really showing me here as well is that, I mean, you are a total empath, and I think that you're aware of that already. And mm-hmm. so you do have a tendency to absorb energies that that are not yours, and you might be feeling, and that's been a part of what you've been going through. When you're dealing with people who are struggling, and when you're there to comfort and console, you are there to help them to feel better. And as an empath, you are also absorbing some of that energy. So it's really important for you to recognize this alignment that you feel. They're saying this is one of the navigations that you have. When you are aligned and in flow in this way, you'll know that your who you are as an empath, that empathic sponge, is completely dry and light. When you're mm-hmm. carrying lower energies from others, you're gonna feel like the weight of it. You're gonna feel the disconnect. And because you are highly sensitive, there's so much compassion here, you have a natural tendency to absorb other people's fears, other people's issues. The mm-hmm. issues literally go into your tissues, they say.
Yep.
You know, you feel that in your body. So it's important. It's a good idea for you to not only seek this alignment, but to also, anytime you're in the middle of dealing with, you know, intense situations, whether the emotional, the painful energy that maybe that you're taking on, it's important for you to fuel yourself up first. Get yourself into touch with this alignment before you go into these situations, before you have the conversations. They're saying this is one of the ways that you're going to be able to still feel good within you and not absorb the energy of others. You get to bring the vibration, you get to maintain that, you're there and can be in compassionate work and in the help that you've been doing without taking it all home. Because they say this alignment you feel for a while, and then the more you absorb and the more you absorb, you almost hit that critical place inside of you again. And so it's important.
Totally.
Yeah. They say it's important. Go to yourself first. Fill your own cup up and keep this alignment, and then go to help others. Otherwise, you end up being the one who needs some help.
Yes. Oh, well, that's in the history, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, totally. You know, so it's a learning thing. And, I have in the last couple of years just completely, like, sort of isolated myself because of that.
Right.
Like, because if I do go out. But now I'm learning the tools. I'm learning what is mine and what's not mine. So I'm finding myself wanting to go out more and experience.
Which is kind of new, right? Like you said, it is easier to detach and to pull away than have, you know, because it's just so that you can.
Well, and it's a habit too, right?
Right.
Like it's our mindset. Like I said, I'm thinking, like, why am I, you know, of course I've had peers. I'm a mom when my boy's gone.
He's coming
home every weekend. Like, it's not that bad, but it's still that whole process of your baby's finished school. And I, of course, had my tears, but yet I'm like, well, this, I seem to be processing it. better than I used to.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a shift in vibration within you that's taken place. And there's also a part of you, I guess, in questioning, you know, in terms of what comes next. Here you are in terms of, you know, you've raised your family and you've, you know, really given yourself and into purpose as your family being the primary importance in your life. And what's so beautiful is that now you have this amazing opportunities that begin to come that bring you at the forefront. Now it's your time, they say, for you to really get clear on, you know, the things that you want to do, those dreams that you've had. This is about activating now your greatest potential. You know, your kids still need you. They just don't need you in the same capacity anymore. And so even though there's a little bit of grief there because there's some identity in terms of who you knew yourself to be as their mother to really
allow.
Well, I still have
another one at home. I still have a baby that's in grade 9. So so that's the upside.
Right.
So
What's so beautiful here is having those other two on their way, and you're in this place now where there's more time, there's more presence for you, there's more alignment for you. There's no there's not the feeling of overwhelmed in the sense of where do I fit in my life. This is such a natural progressive thing that happens. It's like the universe is opening up a doorway here, and you get to still see who you are in the relationship with your children, how you fit in. But there's now more time for you than you've ever had before, and that's really exciting.
Yes, very much. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, because there was part of, like, the last couple of weeks thinking, oh, this freedom, like, just these last few days, it's like there's less laundry, less cook, like, everything's less, right? But we can take, I could go to that guilt feeling of, oh, you know, but I'm not.
Right, good. Yeah, because you know what? It's okay having a lot less of that stuff.
Uh-huh, yes. But I think maybe many moms would feel guilty for feeling that way.
Right.
In a sense,
right.
That could be a whole other topic, hey?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Exactly. You know what's really neat here? I have, your team is also showing me two things. It's important for you to really, now that you have some this time, but really start to listen to your intuition. Really start to follow that inner guidance that you have. They're saying that this is such a important time. With some of these changes that are taking place, because I feel as if you're going to be having some opportunities brought forward to you, whether somebody contacts you to say that they are looking for a volunteer, or they've got a job opening, or they've got, you know, something going on that they would like you to be a part of, to really take that time, because to listen to your feelings, listen to really get clear on what you want to do here, because you are such a giver and because you're there to help people all the time, it will be easy for you to give away that time to things that you don't really want to be doing. So just to come back, trust your feelings on things. There's a small void here, and so you're going to be trying to look at how to fill that up. Right now you're not saying, wow, this is really great, but there's going to be a little bit of a void. So it's important, they say, just for you to really listen to that divine guidance that's flowing through you, and to not talk yourself out of saying no to the things that you want to say no to.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I do. I know that there's been a little void there for a long time, and I did used to volunteer a lot, doing things I didn't want to be doing. So, I'm waiting for something to come along that sparked me.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to know, they said. You're going to know. But what's so important is to really honor those no's, because then you literally are allowing that time to be open and available to what it is you truly want to be doing. They're taking me back to, Debbie, a time when I want to say when you were younger, and I'm not saying as a little girl, but I want to say when you were probably, you know, grade 9 and grade 10, somewhere in there, which is really interesting because you do have a daughter in that same age right now. And so they're showing me that to remember what some of those things that were sparking your interest at that time.
Okay.
Okay. So take a look whether it was, you know, I mean, I'm just, because they're not giving me specifics on it because they want you to do some deep inner awareness here. But they're saying there are things that were so intriguing. You loved to read. You loved being active and on the go with whether it was with sports or with people. There are some things here that, and I also say you also have a real creative spark. There is a part of you that is asking for some creative expression, whether that be through taking a painting class, whether it's doing some writing, whatever it is. There's a part of creativity that maybe got put on hold from that time frame. So go back, take a look at what did you like to do? What was going on in your world? What was it that really sparked your interest or started to create some ideas or thoughts about your life and what you wanted to do? They're saying some of that is being called back up from within you, and creative expression is one of the ways that you can unleash it.
Oh, wow. I have some homework to do.
Yeah, you got to love when you call in and then your angels give you homework, hey?
Well, no, that's exciting because it gives me something to totally focus on.
Yeah.
You know, a direction to focus on, and I am going to do that for sure.
Do you, and I'm seeing things like, do you enjoy doing pottery? Have you done pottery or
something? Well, that has come up many times for me. But I'm in like small town Meadow Lake, so there's no classes for that, but I do, yeah. No, I'm liking this guidance because there's the art studio and there's that kind of stuff. Usually when you start looking for something that shows up. There'll be pottery classes next month or something.
Exactly, right? It's out there. But I do see you working with your hands. I do see you kind of molding we're just bringing this creative flow here. So if there's not anything in your community, you know, it might be that that you're the one to learn and bring it there. There's opportunity for something new that comes, but it takes you right back. They're going boom, 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 taking you right back to when you were about grade 9, grade 10, because there were things you wanted to do that you never had the opportunity of doing. And this where you are now, this opening that the universe is providing you, is this opportunity for you to rediscover those things and to do it.
I love it.
It's really cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
And this is really important because some of these things are, you know, you've been listening to the show, I'm confident that you have. And so, you know, I've talked a lot about what this year is all about, how we're letting go of some of the things, closing chapters on different aspects of our lives, and we're moving into a new cycle of energy now, and we're setting a foundation for where things are going to go in our lives in moving forward in soul purpose. And this creative expression has a lot to do in terms of your purpose, where you're going, and what's going to bring the greatest of fulfillment to you. And so it's important, they're saying, to take some time to do this, start envisioning it, start just, you know, Googling, get into that gathering phase of what those possibilities might be. But yeah, it's pretty exciting for you.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you posted on that one.
Yeah, please do. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, who knows, maybe I'll come take a class with you. Oh my gosh. Really cool. Really cool, girl. Also important for you, and I don't know whether you have been doing this at all, your diet nutrition comes up. As I said a little bit earlier, this is important for you as well. So staying active. This isn't that you have to really get into a rigorous exercise routine. Your angels are just showing me it's time to really get your body moving. So allow the body to go, you know, just go for a walk. Do stretches, do yoga, do something. There's a little bit of difficulty sleeping at night, and the reason for that is because you have some unexpressed energy that is kind of sitting dormant in your body. So give yourself that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Just allow that energy to move through you, and you're going to find you're sleeping better at night.
Yes. No, that's definitely, they hit that one on. I know that every day. I got to get moving.
Yes.
And then
sorry, go ahead. No, that's go ahead.
I do have that, the restlessness at night, because I haven't exercised properly. properly, or I have, you know, I haven't had enough movement
enough
in the day.
Yeah. Exactly.
I completely. Yeah,
they're just showing me. You're going to find that's, even if it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it's going to make a world of difference for you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that one too.
Exactly. You go for it. Oh, I see. And I'll tell you what, you're just, what they're showing me, this feeling that you have by you being allowed the creative expression, by you finding your alignment before you go into difficult situations, by you being able to express this energy that's kind of sitting there right now within your body, you're going to find it's easier and easier for you to feel this flow. It's easier and easier for you to stay in this energy that you're experiencing, this calm, this ease, this relaxation. There's things that are happening, you know, outside of you that can be upsetting, but that internal, where you're feeling inside of you, that internal alignment is what is going to make this easier for you from this point forward. So they're saying that little combination, you're going to see, you are going to be able to sustain this. The rug will not get pulled from underneath you.
Yay.
Awesome, girl.
Yeah. Well, I do try to just sit with my feelings and emotions, and and I think that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us, it's like, you can't be angry or sad.
Right, and
that doesn't, all the time.
That doesn't work, right? It really
no,
doesn't. Because then
not
we,
for me.
No, for me neither, because then we literally begin to ignore those aspects of ourselves that need a little bit of nurturing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And like back to the just the impasse thing, because what I came across me when on Monday when like we left our two kids and our two nieces in Saskatoon, and my sister-in-law had to go back to Manitoba, and this was both her babies, but I started sobbing, and I'm sure I was crying for the whole group of everybody, because everybody else was like, oh yeah, you're going to cry all the way home, and they were joking and laughing. I'm the only one crying, but I said, I'm crying for all of you, just because you don't want to let it out.
That's exactly right. So you're feeling
was that
this
true?
Lingering. Totally, it was. You're feeling this lingering emotion, this unsaid emotion, and you're the sponge, and you're saying, well, I'm going to take all of this. And it's like, wow, I'm feeling the pain. I'm feeling the sadness. I'm feeling the uncertainty. I feel the excitement of it. I feel the worry of it. You were feeling all of it, and the only way it could you could move through it was for there to be a release. You started crying. Your sponge was getting squeezed out. It was the only way. And you were crying for the collective of in
and,
that
and
situation.
And I made sure I told them that.
Yes. Yeah. And that happens for a lot of empaths. You know, there are things that, there are days when you can feel, you know, I have every reason to be happy. Why do I feel sad? Why am I crying? I don't even know why I'm crying. But as an empath, you literally are shedding tears or healing wounds for a collective. It's so much bigger. And that's why it's important. Allow those emotions. Allow, if it's a teary day, allow the tears to be there, because you cry for all of humanity.
Cry for I totally get that. Totally. Yeah. That's how it feels for me sometimes. It's like, why? And a lot of times I won't let myself cry because I don't have I had a specific reason to let loose, right?
Right.
On my
right.
Day. But there's days where it's like, what is going on?
That's right. And then you could blame it on everybody else, right? Because they weren't crying.
Well, yes. But I have to be aware of myself too, that I don't blame every emotion on somebody else either. You know?
Right.
So we
exactly.
have to kind of be,
Yeah, and so it is. It's about, you know, allowing yourself to express how you feel, to allow, you know, the energy to move through you. And it really becomes easier, and I know you mentioned that earlier, to be able to understand what is yours and what is of someone else's. But it's, you know what, it's a part of who you are. It's a part of who you are as a healer here in this world. You're here to show up and to help bring healing and to help to bring, you know, some light into the world for other people. And so it's important in understanding of that to also make sure you're really taking care of yourself and allowing allowing yourself to be with those emotions, allowing yourself to have the release, seeking your alignment, and doing the things to keep you balanced and in flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, well, that's why people like you out there are helping us to do that.
Well, thanks, Debbie. Well, thanks. Well, I only take you right along with, you know, my own journey. And I know that, you know, if I'm going through it and you're going through it, there's probably a half a dozen other people who have those same feelings and thoughts and emotions. And
so true. Hey?
You know, we can love and support each other through it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, girl. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope that really brought some insight.
You're very welcome. Oh, gosh, it's awesome. Awesome.
I love that you called.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for
being. You too. Love you, Bonnie.
Just ended calling. I love you too, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, awesome. Oh my gosh. I have goosebumps from head to toe. I love when stuff like that happens. And it's just that easy, my friends. If you're wanting to have a conversation, you need a little bit of perspective or some guidance and direction, I really encourage you to call in. There's still time to get in on all the fun. The phone number is 248-809-3475. We're talking everything today: friendship, career, health, emotions, whatever, releasing the past, you know, whatever it is. Where am I going in the future? We can get it all here. It's like one-stop shopping. How cool is that? All right. So I just want to, again, big shout out. I know I was, just before Debbie called, I was really wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that I have coming up, some of the ways that I can help and support you in moving forward through your life. Just as Debbie said, you know, that we can join together, we can love each other through, we can support, and of course with that comes some great learning as well. So if you haven't had the opportunity, I want to invite you to go to my website, bonnieworth.ca. I've got some upcoming classes. Soul Senses is starting next week on the 14th, I think. Is that next week already? That's crazy. Look how fast that's going. And Soul Senses is taking us beyond intuition. You know, we all have intuitive abilities. We all have the gut instinct that takes place. We learn to respond. We learn to navigate our life in trusting our intuition. And this class, this is over three weeks that we're together. I want to introduce you and take you into a much deeper place within you, which is in connection to your soul senses, so that you can really truly navigate life to be connected and in that flow, just like what Debbie talked about just a few minutes ago, of what she was feeling, to how to find that alignment, to stay within there, and to use your soul senses to navigate your life, to make your decisions and choices. This is beyond intuition. We're taking it beyond guessing into some actualization and some assuredness from the universe, from spirit. And so I really would love for you to be a part of that. Again, you can find out more information by visiting my website. And of course, fly me an email if you need to, if you have any questions. All right, awesome. I have Linda on the phone. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Bonnie, I've been having almost not a recurring nightmare, but it occurs enough times that it's kind of almost got me. It happens always on a night when haven't had a lot of sleep, and then all of a sudden I sleep really, really hard. And the nightmare is always I'm in a concentration camp, and I am trying to hide. I'm trying to be inconspicuous. I feel like it's extremely emotional. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like freaked out. And then it takes me two or three nights before I actually feel comfortable enough to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
In which case I sleep really hard, and then sometimes it'll come back, but sometimes it doesn't, and it's like I wake up in the morning going, oh, thank God.
Right. Wow. Okay, so I'm seeing the energy of this, and again, you know, it's deep. Now, of course, as you already know, there was a part of you that was wondering if this is soul memories that are coming up.
Right.
Indeed they are.
Okay.
They are definitely, you can call it past lives, but there are soul memories that are surfacing here. what is coming up here really are messages of which are like true divine guidance, a part of it because of the suffering that you experience, the fear that is in these dreams has actually caused you to resist having the dream. It's like you don't even want to experience it. And what your team is showing is they really are asking you to pay attention to the dream, because what is showing up here for you is your ability to be, as you were in that lifetime, of compassionate service. That there are different times and in different ways where these same fears and these the same uncertainty can comes up for you. So there are some really great, some divine guidance that are coming, that's coming forward to you. There's a lot of wisdom that you actually are calling forward into this lifetime. It's like there's an Akashic record that's being delivered to you. You're in awareness of the Akashic record coming through, and then you go into resistance of it. So there's a memory here, because if you allow this dream to unfold, you are going to see that you were actually a healer and a helper, and that you were a part of helping many people to find freedom and to find help and to survive. So where you stop is under the fear, they say. You stop, and you actually, they want to show you how powerful, how loving, and what a wise spiritual teacher that you are. And your soul is calling forward all of that ability to do this work. And in the process, you're just having some memories, some flashes, some remembrances. So bless that stuff for what it was, because it truly is showing you where you're moving forward in purpose now in this lifetime. You're asking for it. You've been praying for the guidance. You've been praying for the wisdom, they say. You've been calling upon and looking for direction. And this dream is showing up to bring the remembrance. It's an Akashic record that's being revealed to you so that you can take this wisdom and understanding of who you are at your deepest and highest level within you, your essence, so that you can go forward in service to others in a new and even more brilliant and profound way. Allow the dream, Linda. Allow it to show you what it wants to show you.
Okay, because it has been progressing, like in the last 2 nights ago when I had it again. I did feel like I was helping at that point, which was different. I was still hiding, but I was almost like shuffling people out or something.
Absolutely. What they're showing me is there were many people back in that time who were German of ancestry, who were Germans, who were also about helping the people. And you were one of them. You were one of the people who came into the forest or came into the woods on the outside of it, and who were actually freeing people. It was like an underground tunnel or underground pathway where you were, and yes, there were fear. You were hiding. You didn't want to be caught. You didn't want the people to be caught.
Right.
And you were there. You were there as a part of helping to free the people and to help. Even though you were German, even though it would look like you should be the one, it's like you were working against your leader. You were working against it because you knew the humanitarian efforts. You were aware of the compassion, and you just wanted to help free the people, and that's what you were doing. And so, yeah, you were afraid. Yes, you were hiding. You didn't want to get caught. There
so
were many. Go ahead.
Just bless the memories at this point and hope I can move on. Or
bless the memory, because what it's showing you, Linda, is that you are here to help other people, and you've done it before, and you've called forward the ways, how can I help? How can I be of service? And it is about helping people who are in darker places, about being that compassionate light, about being the confidant, and about being that person to help guide others. You've done it before. And so now you're just doing it in an even greater way in this lifetime. And you don't need to be in fear of it anymore. You don't. They're showing me to not be afraid of the fear so that you can allow for the wisdom and the knowledge to come forward to you. You know, I heard a story this last weekend when we were away. We were sitting around the campfire, and one of the gentlemen there was telling a story of his father, who had been a prisoner of war, and how he was involved, you know, as a prisoner of war. He was kind of the guy that was the rebel. He was always kind of the outspoken one. He was always the one to push the limits. He wasn't going to sit quietly and just be this victim. And in that, one day, one of the German soldiers at Christmas time, they were told that everybody in this war camp got Christmas Day off, that there would be, nobody would have to go to work, there would be no expectation of them. It was this gift that they were being given of free time. And that Christmas morning, one of the German soldiers came to him and demanded him to go to work. And he marched him out of the camp and took him away where everybody else got this day off. What he did was actually take them into the forest where his wife was waiting with a Christmas meal.
Oh,
and
really?
So he was there, and this soldier sat down and gave him this to help. His wife wanted to help. They wanted to know that in some way that they were making a difference for this one person, because they had two sons who were away and had hoped that and prayed that someone was taking care of them. And so what your angels are showing me in the similarities of it is you were like this woman in waiting in the forest. You were there to help. You were there, and you were hiding with the purpose of being a positive contribution in other people's lives, and you were helping to get them to freedom.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they say they're
everywhere.
Right? I know, you can, me too. Me too. Oh, I just love this. So they're saying, diarize the dream. Sit down and write the details that you do remember, because what will happen is you won't relive those details. You're freeing it from the subconscious. So just to journal it, write it down, and then when you go to sleep, it's like something new will be revealed. But the newness that's coming is much lighter and much brighter for you. But you need to clear out this resistance or the energy around the being in fear of what's to come, because you will truly see the angel that you were. You will truly recognize the angel that you are and how it is that you're able to move forward and to help other people. You have so many ascended masters that are around you, that are helping you and are guiding you. And I don't know whether you feel that or whether you understand. I mean, when we hear things like, you know, if you could see the help that you have around you, you would never be afraid to go forward with anything again in your life. And they're showing me, they're asking you to not be afraid of this dream, because it is revealing to you so much of your purpose. And the attended masters have been called to your attention, and they've been called to attention very much in terms mm-hmm. of helping you. And so that you can really express your talents and your spiritual gifts, and you're going to be able to hone in on things and use them in very sacred service. And they're revealing to you one of the ways in which you've done that in the past, bringing forward all of that wisdom from that Akashic record so that you can move forward in greater capacity and service. So they're saying, send love from your heart. Send love to under the intention of the wisdom that is within this dream, allowing yourself to be truly open to the revelations, the revealing of what is coming for you, because there is assistance. The ascended masters have gathered, and they're saying they're taking you through a deeply experiential memory so that you can really understand the magical healing properties of love and the magical healing properties and wisdom and help that you are here to be in this lifetime now.
Okay. That's so heavy.
It's big.
It's like big responsibility.
It's
like,
big,
no.
yeah, there you go, right? I know right away, a little human, no, we're not going there. Don't want to do that. Who am I, right? So they're saying your crown chakra has opened. Your crown chakra has really is really allowing for a lot of wisdom and a lot of things to come forward to you. So to follow it and trust what you are receiving. That's a big one for you. Is the trust factor. They're saying in every situation you're seeking, and this you'll know the truth, the best action to take. Trust your knowingness and honor everything that is coming through to you. The moment, and I don't know whether you caught my show before about your gifts being a gift, to yes. really recognize that yours are, and so really utilizing that in understanding that that there is a universal collective wisdom that you have tapped into. And so some of the things that you think might be wishful thinking or that's common knowledge, it's actually not. Mm-hmm. So there's wisdom from the heavens that's flowing through you, your crown chakra. And they're showing me, I'm going to say that you feel like you have dry scalp or your head's been really itchy.
Oh, always. Not really sure if it's itchy or if it's just somebody always playing in my hair. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, they're showing me it's the opening of the crown chakra. It truly is. And so to not dismiss anything, they say don't dismiss it, because there's an energy. And the collective of all of these ascended masters that are around you are bringing collective wisdom, and you're feeling them. And so to not dismiss it, that your dreams are actually turning into wonderful inventions, so to speak, into wonderful new beginnings for you. So, yeah, allow the dream. Allow it. Just say, I'm open to receiving all of the wisdom that this dream has to offer.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
I shall do that.
Oh, yeah, that's really awesome.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I have goosebumps from head to toe on that one too, Linda. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I love it.
Thanks, Bonnie. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye. Wow, such great stuff. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Linda. This is great conversations. I truly, truly love to be able to tap into what's playing out. And I love what is playing out for both of you wonderful ladies. And for all of those of you who are listening and tuning in, I hope that in some way, some of the information and direction and guidance brings some awareness to maybe to what is playing out in your world. All right, so we've just got a couple of minutes left here before the wrapping up the tail end of the show. And in true Gemini style, I still have lots that I can chat with you about. what I really, again, I keep being guided to come back to this, and I know that it may sound, again, that I'm repeating something over and over, but I really feel, and I'm being poked a little bit, that there is someone out there who is listening that really needs this message. You need to be really flexible. The universe is asking us to be flexible, to really allow change in a moment's notice. There feels like there is all kinds of things that are playing up, some daily issues that are causing you to feel as if you're imbalanced, or that there's you're stuck. I would say that's the only way I can describe what I'm seeing. And so you're really being encouraged to surrender, to just allow yourself to flow with the changes. Be more flexible. We can sometimes get too rigid in our thinking, too rigid in our beliefs, too rigid in what we think needs to happen or how it needs to go. And so it's important here for you to allow for there to be flexibility as you move forward through some of these changes. What you are experiencing, of course, is not only your growth in terms of your spirituality, because we all need to grow and continue to evolve as beings here, but there's a maturity that is coming forward. There's a responsibility factor for understanding that you are a part of the every situation and circumstance here. So you're really being asked to allow for some flexibility, to let go of the rigidness in terms of your beliefs, to let go of the rigidness in terms of the ideas of how you thought things should be or how you expect other people to be acting or reacting. This is a big one for you to let go. There's no need to hold on to this anymore. This energy is disrupting you right now. I can see in terms of, you know, if you're moving forward in business, if you're moving forward in a relationship, if you're wanting to be, do, and have, and really move forward with even more purpose in your life, you must allow yourself to let go. Take some positive action here. The universe is calling you to task. It really is. Be flexible. Love yourself through it. Be gentle. And to remember to completely lighten up. Thanks, everyone. So appreciate you being a part of the show today. From my heart to yours, have a great day.